Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Right, we're back. Folks, there's still a lot of good people, patriots, Christian patriots, that are still in prison in this country. And in Colorado is one of the worst, the most anti-Christian state. Colorado has brought more lawsuits or more charges against Christians for their being, just for being Christians, okay? And here's a woman that has done her job, Tina Peters, and she did what she was supposed to do. She did the right thing, and she got like 9 years in prison for doing this. And so, do you want to add to that, John?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie. It's like being in the old Soviet Union. She did her job, literally did her job, and they framed her because her job with the voting records would have led to uncovering fraud up at the highest levels in the Colorado government there. So they framed her. It's a classic frame, Pastor Ernie.
And that Colorado job. I mean, they're all corrupt. I mean, from the governor, the Supreme Court.
All of them, yeah.
Yeah,
yes,
just
the court, all of them.
Yeah.
So I think he got a lot of time, Pastor Ernie.
Nine years. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and play the clip.
In the machine, whatever it tabulates is whatever it tabulates.
No, it doesn't. It changes.
You're not letting me finish.
Okay,
whatever
please.
It tabulates is whatever it tabulates. My hand vote, my ballot remains the same. They counted those ballots. Did they not?
I understand what you're saying, Your Honor.
Did they count the ballots?
No, the ballot images were changed, and that's what the total shows. Okay, I'll move off of this because I can see that it, you know, I would encourage to read the report number 3.
I've read them, ma'am.
You've read all of them?
I've read those reports. They were given to me at some point, I believe.
Good, good. Well, so you know what I'm saying is true.
President Donald Trump is making headlines again, this time demanding the immediate release of Tina Peters from prison. But who is she, and why is the president so vocal about her case? Tina Peters, a former election clerk in Colorado, was convicted for her role in illegally accessing election data. She claimed her actions were aimed at uncovering voter fraud in the 2020 elections, a claim that has been widely debunked. Peters' case has become a rallying point for Trump and his supporters. On Truth Social, President Trump wrote, "Free Tina Peters, a brave and innocent patriot who has been tortured by crooked Colorado politicians, including the big mail-in ballot supporting the governor of the state." He added, "Let Tina Peters out of jail right now. She did nothing wrong except catching the Democrats cheat in the election. She is an old woman and very sick. If she is not released, I am going to take harsh measures." President Trump did not specify what these harsh measures would be, but in the past, he has threatened to withhold funding from states that do not follow his directives. This is not the first time President Trump has spoken out in her favor. Back in May, he labeled Peters an innocent political prisoner and accused Democrats of communist persecution to cover up their election crimes. Tina Peters, 69, served as the county clerk of Mesa County, Colorado from 2018 to 2023, overseeing local elections. In 2021, state officials began investigating her after sensitive voting information from Mesa County surfaced online, raising concerns about election security. It was alleged that Peters provided unauthorized access to voting equipment undergoing software updates to an individual connected to MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, a prominent election denier. Peters herself publicly questioned the 2020 election results, claiming widespread voter fraud, a claim never proven.
In the machine, whatever it tabulates is whatever it tabulates.
No, it doesn't. It changes.
You're not letting me finish.
Okay,
whatever
please.
It tabulates is whatever it tabulates. My hand vote, my ballot remains the same. They counted those ballots. Did they not?
I understand what you're saying,
Did
Your
they
Honor.
Count the ballots?
No, the ballot images were changed, and that's what the total shows. Okay, I'll move off of this because I can see that it, you know, I would encourage to read the report number 3.
I've read them, ma'am.
You've read all of them?
I've read those reports. They were given to me at some point, I believe.
Good, Good. Well, so you know what I'm saying is true. All right. Let me move on. It's not funny. My life is on the line here, Your Honor.
No, you're the one who's making this allegation that, one,
it's not an allegation.
And two, that I know it's true. You're saying that as if I believe you, and I did not say that.
Okay.
That is why I made the sound, because it's insulting to me for you to just put that in a record in front of all of these people that I believe something to be true.
Okay, and I apologize for that, Your Honor. That wasn't my intent. I do apologize for that.
Leadership insights that endure. Whether you are recharging or catching up, enjoy the latest.
In 2024, a jury in Mesa.
Okay, Jim, that was put out, that clip was put out by the left wing, the Communist Party. There, that judge was so hostile, and the actual facts she had the actual facts, and because she brought that out, they would not allow her. The media, the whole left wing media, everybody was involved in this. She was just like the J6ers. She brought out the truth. What you heard there, that clip, is what's been on the internet, put out by the Communist Party. That judge was corrupt judge. In Colorado, they are so anti-Christian. They have tried to put Christians in schools for homeschoolers. They've tried to put Christians in prison with her for not only for homeschooling, for refusing to bake cakes for sodomite weddings. With sodomite, they wanted some of these sodomites wanted them to make like cakes and things, you know, in the form of you know, human body parts and things, that they refused to do. And because people refused to do that, they went after people who refused to marry sodomites. And so, again, Colorado is a very, very anti-Christian state. From the top down, from the governor all the way down, the Supreme Court, all of them. And you wonder... Yeah, sure.
I'd like to
go ahead
to what you said about Colorado. Yeah,
go ahead. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, you were garbling there for a while. It was hard to, but I'd like to add to what you said about Colorado, and that baker there that wouldn't make cakes for homosexual weddings. The Supreme Court ruled in the baker's favor. The federal Supreme Court, and the state recharged him, but they ignored the federal Supreme Court.
The U.S.
decision.
The U.S. Supreme Court. You're talking about the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in his favor. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know that. Yeah.
And they recharged him again, and it made it back to the Supreme Court again, and the Supreme Court ruled the second time in his favor. So that's how desperate they are. They are. It's that state is as wicked. I don't know about the whole state, but at least when you get up into the top of the state government, it's as wicked.
The state legislator, the state legislature, yeah, the state legislator, the Supreme Courts. I mean, the governor's office. They are corrupt. I mean, from the top down, they're corrupt. And I mean, they are. I believe, if I remember. I can't remember completely, but there was a place that they wanted, the sodomites wanted to rent a place for a wedding, and the people that you know, rented the places refused. They went after them. There was just, I don't know how many different things that, just because the people were Christians, that they're
didn't
very,
they,
very anti-Christian.
Didn't they try and force a Christian camp there? Kids, didn't they try to force them to teach? They had to teach transgenderism and all. And
yeah, that was one of
them. Went up in the courts, and finally the courts somewhere said that they didn't have to do it. But the state were requiring a Christian camp to teach the kids transgenderism.
Yeah. So here's a couple of things happening around around the globe. Illegals are moving to Canada, John. In large numbers. Illegals are leaving here, going to Canada. And here, businesses are leaving Canada and coming here to the United States.
That's a fair trade. That's a good trade, Mr. Ernie.
Yeah, I'll take it. The other latest news is blue states continue to lose seats, not just in Congress, but like in your state governments. They're starting to lose seats. People are starting to awaken now. I'm just praying that the Republican Party, the conservatives, and the independents don't go stupid. We have the midterms coming up, and it would be so stupid for them, John, to sit back and not vote. This is the midterms we have. There's a chance we could pick it up. John, the Democratic Party has gone satanic. I mean, they are going purely, they're demonic. Everything that they're for is evil. It's evil. Just think of everything that they stand for. They're on the wrong side of every issue. They don't understand
everything,
why they're
everything.
Yeah, they're kind of self-destruction in a sense, but you know they're in favor of killing babies. They want more. They want more baby killing. They want more pedophilia. They want more illegals. Whatever. They want more crime. They want more crime. They've even come right out and said, you know, here recently you had that one congressman, the one Jamie, what's
Raskin.
His last name? Jamie. Yeah. He said that crime is not a problem. It's been with us. We've had it. It's not a problem. And we've learned to live with it. They want more crime. They want more death. They want more pedophilia. They want to legalize prostitution. They want to legalize pedophilia. They want to legalize pedophilia. They want to legalize prostitution. Whatever God's word, the Bible, calls an abominable sin, the Democratic Communist Party wants to embrace this, okay? They're worried about their brand. Do you know what their latest popularity polls or approval polls were with the Democratic Party?
25%.
It's 23. It was 23%. And I'm surprised it was that high. What about the mayor of Chicago? Do you know what his approval rating is?
10.
7. It's 7%. It's like you're 3 points ahead. Okay. Other good news. Here's some good news. And that is Tom Holman. You know who he is, right?
Oh yeah, he's the head of
ICE.
Immigration. Yeah.
He said they have now recovered 23,000. They have recovered and found 23,000. Of the 300,000 missing children, and he said that they're going to continue. This is one of the main things that the Democrats are trying to keep them out of, because it's like in Chicago, wherever they're finding these illegals, they're finding a lot of these missing children, and so that's one of the main things, because they're making money, and of course you've had the child sex trafficking. And so, but he says they found 23,000 now have been located on the missing children. And that's good news. In your state, your governor signed something into law today, didn't he?
Yeah. And I did read it and I forgot. I saw he. Go ahead, refresh my memory, Pastor Ernie.
The new congressional districts into law.
You know that crazy woman, Crockett? Crockett?
Yeah.
She was, the redistricting knocked her out. She's out. There's no. She doesn't live in a place to be. Her district has been done away with, and the other guy there, I can't think of his name. He's a criminal. He's just been indicted for bribery. He's lost his district also.
Oh, okay. Well, they expect to pick up 5 new seats in Texas, and I guess there's a number of the other states that are looking. Missouri is one to do the very same thing. And I wouldn't be surprised if they did this. There's a number of red states that are looking to do the very same thing Texas did and pick up the seats. I'm just hoping, again, like I'm saying, that the people don't go apathetic on us, don't go lukewarm on us, that they go out and they vote in the midterm. And all of you folks out there listening, you got to tell people, this party has gone absolutely, the Democratic Party has become completely so corrupted, folks, and we are to stand, we're to be the light against that darkness, aren't we, John?
Absolutely, Pastor Ernie. And they're making it easy for us to be light. I mean, because there is no light in them at all. They are completely dark. I don't know of any nation on earth that has an agenda in a government like the Democrats here in America.
I know. Here's some other news. The UBS, do you know what the UBS is? It's Switzerland's largest bank in Switzerland. And what's come out is that Obama had convinced them, the banks of Switzerland, to provide info on 452,000 Americans to the Clinton Foundation. What do you think of that?
These are people that have Swiss banks?
Yeah.
And the bank was providing information on Americans?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's come out now, they're saying that Obama has thrown Adam Schiff under the bus on the Russia hoax. I don't know. That is what they're saying, the headlines, but I don't know the story on that. James Carville, you know who James Carville is.
What do they call him, Snakehead?
Yeah, the snake. Anyhow, Carville comes out and he says, the DNC only exists to win elections. He is begging the Democrats to quit doing stupid things. I got really upset because of that, you know, when they just had their that summer meeting in Minneapolis, and there was a whole lot of stupid things said, but they're talking about out there, one of the states out west, the thing was to go back and take land away and give it back to the Indians.
They were talking about Minnesota and Minneapolis.
Was that they were in Minneapolis, Minnesota? But
right, and that's what they were talking about. She was saying this very land here, you know, where we're at, and yeah, that's what she was talking about.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember if it was a him or her.
Oh, I'm mixing. It was a her. I'm mixing. Maybe I got my two stories mixed up together because there was another. About some out there in one of the northwestern states about giving some land back to the Indians. But anyhow, and so he's saying, just quit doing that. You got to get away from this woke stuff. And now they're going back. They want to go back and rewake DEI. Everybody, they want to go back and start pushing DEI again, trying to push it in all the public schools and everything. And he's saying, quit doing stupid things, okay? Now, the
ideologue, Pastor Ernie, you know, that's like telling a bird, stop flying, you know?
Yeah.
See, that's That's what they are. That's what they are, Pastor Ernie.
So you don't tell stupid people to quit doing stupid things, right?
Right.
Okay.
That's their ideologue.
Now, the Democrats are saying that the reason that they're losing so bad is that they failed to get their message out. But that's exactly their problem. They did get their message out, and it was rejected, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah, it was. The message, their message was clear.
So
Pastor Ernie, at that convention, there was, so I know this is a woman, I don't know, a Democrat woman, I don't know from where, but she was talking about voters don't mind about crime. She said they're not concerned about carjacking and she listed these crimes. She said that's, they don't mind that. They're used to it. That's what she actually was saying.
Yeah, I know that they were saying that. Okay, did you see here about a week ago? Let me see. No, it's been a little more than a week now, probably a week and a half, where they had the march there against the National Guard in D.C. And
yes.
The march was supposed to be representing the black people there in D.C. But there was not one black person in the protest, in the mob. There wasn't one black person. They were all old white people, and John, they were rent-a-mob. They were actually there. They were rented. You got that company now that goes out, and you can rent them up, you know, to protest anything you want.
$20
protest.
An hour. $20 an hour, Pastor Ernie. That's what they get paid as a rent-a-mob.
Yeah. But they do ask, they do say that one of the things they say is required is that you actually believe, you actually do believe in the cause that you're protesting. They wouldn't protest it if they didn't get paid, but they're told that that's one of the things they have to sign, something that says they actually do agree with what they're protesting out there. But they get paid to do that, and it costs these guys, like if you want to rent a mob, those mobs can cost into the seven figures.
The bigger the mob, you know, the higher the cost. The mob. How's that, Pastor Ernie? Rent the mob.
That's what it is.
I'm not a, what would be the word? I'm not a cheerleader for the Republicans. I go for individuals. But do you ever hear of anything about the Republicans with rent the mobs?
No.
Now, we're coming up. Do you notice it's starting to bubble to the surface where there's numbers of politicians across the country that are being arrested for fraud, voter fraud?
Oh, yeah. And recently,
I haven't seen one Republican arrested. They're all Democrats.
Well, yeah, of course. You know, I mean,
they're all Democrats.
Democrats are to election fraud what Elvis was to rock and roll. They're the best at it. Now, the people in Chicago are begging Trump. They're begging Trump to bring in the National Guard. And so all the decent people in Chicago are begging him to come in and to remove all the Democrats. Those are the ones committing all the crimes. And so, now, but don't worry. There's two things. Mandanus there in New York, the one who's running for mayor of New York City, he said that he is going to have, he wants to make New York City a twice sanctuary city, a sanctuary city by two, twice. What do you think he means by that?
Well, he's going to invite every criminal in the world to come to New York City, or at least in maybe the United States. They'll all flock to New York City.
So they'll protect the criminals there. Do you think he might have a problem with the police? Because the police there in New York, more and more of them support Trump, and they're really getting, they really don't like this guy, this Mendenis. Do you think that they might just have a blue flu?
I don't know, Pistor. I know that a lot of cops have left the New York police. They've retired early. They've resigned and got jobs like down in Florida and Texas here. So they're hurting in New York, but I think that they like that, Pistor. People like that Mandami. The worse the police are, the better they seem to like it.
Well, yeah. I mean, they like corrupt cops, but some of the cops in New York, because of what's happening, you know, with the prosecutors and that, where the cops are attacked and they can't, they arrest these people and they're back on the streets in 15 minutes. And so I know that the police union and all that are backing Trump. And so
they're only in real hardcore liberal cities and counties, they don't. Like the sheriff, there's a sheriff here that probably the worst county in Texas is Austin. Well, Austin's the capital, but it's like San Francisco. And the sheriff there is elected also the same way, and they're awful, Pastor. You know, the police in Austin, the sheriff, the politicians there are just like San Francisco.
Jeez. It's funny you mentioned San Francisco, because that's not on the list of the cities that Trump is talking about sending the National Guard to. How many cities? What is it, like 17 cities? Major cities.
I remember some of them. I know Portland, Seattle, Los Angeles. I don't know of any other city in California that might be. Denver, Atlanta, Chicago, Boston, and
Baltimore. Baltimore?
Baltimore. Now, Philadelphia. Attorney, the big thing that's building here now is Chicago, because they've challenged Trump and Holman, and they're going to do this, they're going to do that to them, and this is nonsense, this governor and this mayor. So I found out today they're going to use, there's a Navy yard on Lake Michigan right near Chicago. That's going to be the staging. And the National Guard is going to come there, and all sorts of law enforcement, federal law enforcement. And they're going to hit Chicago real hard. And from what I've been reading, is they're assembling right now as we're speaking. All these federal agents are coming in. The National Guards are coming in. So expect sometime during the coming week a big, big push by the federal government to get the legal aliens and also bring the crime under control in Chicago.
What was it, like 600 people are killed in Chicago a year?
Yeah, and I just today I found out it's like 120 kids or 150 kids are shot, basically the shootouts, and the kids get just mostly accidentally shot. Some of them are killed because, you know, they're after the father, so they kill the kids. But there's 120-something kids killed on the street in Chicago every year.
Well, last week it was 123, six people, a kid, killed, and there was 123 shot, wounded. Okay, but that was just last week.
But that mayor wants that, Pastor Ernie, and that governor of Illinois wants that. Otherwise, why didn't the governor send the National Guard in there a long time ago?
Well, you're right, they do. It's criminal, because Democrats are criminals, and they are. They want crime. They want everything that's a sin. Okay.
Pastor Ernie, I read a fantastic article about this I never thought of it, but I believe it now after reading it. This political pundit said the Democrats want high crime because it demoralizes the city and the people in it, and it makes them give up. They like kind of live with no hope, so they're very easy to manipulate now. So the high crime is done for like psychological. One of the reasons for it is psychological reasons. It depresses the population. They become very. They give up hope. Is there any? They give up hope.
They're easier to control. They become docile. They lose their. They lose their ability to resist. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. They become very passive. They give up.
We're up against a break, but hang tight right after this. There's a lot more coming.
I feel so fine, this New Age church of mine. The service is laid back. But still I know you reap what's sown, and I can't stop thinking about all of that. Well, I remember when God was praised, but that's not what the New Age church is for. The truth is fine, but it's long gone. The gospel's truth, but it ain't wanted anymore. I am, he said. You had better care. There is a judgment for all. You will be there. I am, he died. And he has risen on high. And if you're lost, then you had better know why. Believe him only still. Did you ever read about a child who seemed to be a king? And he became one. Well, he's coming back to judge the world, and he and the Father are still the very same one. But I've had a fearfulness deep inside, and I've cried because I'm so afraid to know. And I'm not a man for the kind to be scared till I go to heaven, or as I fear, below. I am, he said. You had better care. Is it a judgment for all? You will be there. I am, he died. He is risen on high. If you're lost, then you had better know why. I am, he said. You had better care. There is a judgment for all. You will be there. I am, he died.
Alrighty, folks, boy, I'm going to tell you, that song had a message in it, didn't it, John?
Pastor Ernie, it was so low, I couldn't hear it.
Oh, whoa. That was one of my better ones, too. Well, anyhow, the folks out there, I hope everybody else could hear it out there.
Fine here.
Okay, yeah, Seth said it was coming in fine here. Hey, John, did you know that there's in some of the school districts there in California that if the girls in the school districts, if they don't want to get undressed in front of boys who say they are girls, biological boys that just go in and say, I feel like I'm a girl today, and if those girls in the school district don't want to get undressed in front of those boys, they have to claim that they have a mental health issue. That way they don't have to get undressed in front of the boys because of the very stupid people in those school districts there in California. What do you think of that?
Notice how they say mental health, Mr. Ernie.
Yeah.
Well, that's the catch-all.
Yep.
What is perfect mental health? It's all made up. Whatever they want to say is and what is, you know, you got a mental health issue. What does that mean? Someone you don't want to be naked in front of the opposite sex in the locker room, and that's a mental health issue based on what? They just make it up.
Yeah, it's perversion. Oh, by the way, speaking of things like that, did you know what one of the things that Anthony Fauci did? This just came out that he approved a grant for a huge amount of money to try to make transgender monkeys. Millions of dollars to make transgender monkeys. Now, do you think that maybe Anthony Fauci had a mental health issue?
Well, it depends. In some circles, he's absolute the pinnacle of perfect mental condition.
In other words, he'd be a typical Democrat.
Yes. Oh, yes, absolutely.
So here, now, you know, Trump says he wants to see a mandatory 1 year in prison for anyone that burns a flag. Now, do you know that in 1989, the Supreme Court ruled that a flag burning, to burn a flag to incite violence, that person, the sentence should be 1 year in prison. Did you know that? Nobody enforces that.
Right, right.
So Trump, yeah, right. The law's there. The law is already there. It's a federal law. And so Trump...
Well, I noticed, Pastor Ernie, when he said that not one Democrat that I'm aware of, I thought they were going to be yelling and screaming, he's a fascist, he wants to take our constitutional rights away. But not one mentioned that. Not one.
You know why, don't you? They've got some...
It's a bad issue for them to stand on.
Well, that, but see, there's a new hope within the Democratic Party that is on the horizon now. They have a brand new weapon in their arsenal. Do you know what that weapon is?
The guy from New York?
No. They want to have fight songs. They've been getting together. The Democrats have been getting together, mostly old liberals that can't do much of anything else. They're all getting together, and they dress very strangely, and they sing dumb fight songs. Fight songs that are totally meaningless. And so that's supposed to... They say that that's going to be one of their weapons that they're going to use to rally the people. What do you think?
I think that's a very good idea. I think they should go forward with it.
Yeah, spend their time doing that, huh? Maybe.
Yes.
So, anyhow, it's kind of a strange world, John.
It is. You know what?
Democrats accused of threatening democracy now to be fined $10,000 a day. Democrats in Georgia, one county in Georgia, are facing charges that are they threatening democracy for their persistent refusal to seat properly nominated and appointed Republican members to the county board. And now that they're going to be fined $10,000 per day payable to the court every day, which, of course, they will be coming from the county's taxpayers. So the Democrats aren't giving in. They don't care about the county taxpayers, do they?
No, they care about, all they care about is themselves. That's it.
And so,
to me, what should be, if you're found like the Democrats are, the taxpayers don't pay for it. It comes out of your salary. And then you'll see them, they won't be in contempt of court.
Jeez. Here's another one. Feds sued for records about hunt for unaccompanied children lost during Biden regime. What happened to the hundreds of thousands of unaccompanied illegal alien children who arrived in the U.S. border during Obama Biden's tenure on the White House and before? A lawsuit has been filed to find out. It is a judicial watch that has filed a Freedom of Information case against the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to gain access to records about those children. The case is federal court in Washington and filed under the DHS and Immigration and Customs Enforcement and did not respond to the April 26th FOIA Freedom of Information Act request. The case involves communications and other records concerning unaccompanied minors across our borders and cities and cites as documents titled Unaccompanied Alien Children Joint Initiative Field Implementation. Now, here's what's happening. I guess, according that they've located 23,000 of these children now. And I guess they're going back and they're going to continue. But why do you think, well, obviously, the reason they're not making that information public is they don't have it, huh?
Yeah, because the Biden administration, what was that guy's name?
Holman. There? Tom Holman.
No, the guy under Biden. Mariokas or something?
Oh, Mariokas. That guy. Yeah, he's another one that's disappeared.
Oh, yeah. They could get him for 50 times perjury before the House and Senate.
And you know what? They ought to follow the money and look at his offshore and the Cayman Islands accounts. This guy was selling the children big time. And, you know, it wasn't like it's a secret. I mean, we had all that information. And
yeah,
this
well,
is,
what happened was they didn't make any effort to try and locate these children. There's like 600,000 of them, Pastor Ernie.
No, the federal government became the world's largest sex trafficking.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, Obama Biden told Kamala Harris, "You go on down to the border. You're my new border czar." Kamala says, "No, because that's all going to come down," and she didn't want it to be the one where all that child, where the missing children, when it all does come down, she didn't want it to come down on her, huh?
Right. But right now, Trump administration has located 23,000 of the kids.
Yeah.
There's like 570,000 missing.
Yeah, well, the last I heard, they've been telling you 300,000, 300,000, 300,000. But then just recently, a report has come out that there may be as many as 500,000. And you say 570?
I heard today that they've identified, the good news was they identified 23,000 of the children that came in, and that, but there was 600,000. The total was 600,000, and Biden administration did absolutely nothing about the kids. So that's what I heard. The number I heard was 600,000.
Well, believe me, they did something with them because the Biden crime cartel didn't do anything without making money. And all those kids that were brought in here for a reason, right? So those kids couldn't vote, so it wasn't for, it was like the others, they were bringing them in here. Biden was bringing them in here for money. He was selling them. And so, I mean, and, you know, see, people don't realize this guy was as corrupt can get. And, you know, I mean, even his own daughter came out and admitted that he was a pedophile. I mean, just absolutely wicked fellow. So, anyhow, here, Trump wants to terminate two FCC, he wants major broadcast networks. And I think this is a great idea. President Donald Trump is urging severe action to be taken against ABC and NBC News, claiming that their crooked journalism should not be rewarded. In a series of the late night messages posted Sunday on Truth and Social,
7 minutes.
Trump indicated a very high popularity. And you know what? I'm going to have to stop here because you know what time it is, John. It's that time to give the most important part of the program, what we talked about earlier, like that song that we said, I am, he said. John, things are happening very, very quickly. And, you know, with all of the signs out there, I mean, the rapture of the church could take place any time, couldn't it? And you wonder if people...
Yeah, we're heading past there, Ernie. It's all an incredible amount of Bible prophecy just unfolding right in front of our eyes.
If you have eyes to see it and ears to hear it. So tell the folks how they can keep from being left behind to go into the tribulation period.
Pastor Ernie, how much time is left?
6 minutes. You have 6 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, you shared a verse earlier from 1 John 2:17, the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. And this is all going to pass away, folks. Right now, it's very important to us because we're living here now. But in the big picture, this is very short time before the Lord comes for us and we're going to be with him. But he's only coming for his own, those that love him, those that have called him Lord and Savior, those that have confessed him as their Savior. The rest will have to go into the tribulation period, which the Bible describes as a horrible time. In fact, the scriptures say that there never was a time, the time in front of us, folks, which is called the tribulation period, 7 year period of time. The Bible describes it like that there was never a time on earth equivalent to this. That's how bad it is. And multitudes are going to die during this time. So the Lord will, whoever believes in him, even if it was the last day before he came, whoever believes in him, whoever has repented of their sin and confessed him, will be in heaven with him. So I was looking at some scriptures that I thought I was just going to follow them down, and you would clearly see the gospel message. And 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. This is the new life that God offers us through Jesus Christ, faith in Jesus Christ. All things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. God has reconciled us to himself by the ministry of Jesus Christ. We are no longer terrible sinners, that the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. We are no longer under the penalty of sin, which is death, through Jesus Christ. That is, now look at this, God was in Christ, God himself was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and has committed to us, like me right now, and Pastor Ernie, the word of reconciliation I'm offering you. And I hate to say myself, me and Pastor Ernie are offering you tonight reconciliation with God. That's amazing. Now we are ambassadors for Christ. That's exactly what we are, ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. And we pray you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God. So we're, in a sense, we're pleading to you. Pastor Ernie and myself are pleading to be reconciled to God. That's the only way you can have eternal life. Now, this is how it ends. For he, that means God, made him, Jesus Christ, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So God allowed Jesus Christ on the cross to be sin for us, and he knew no sin. He was righteous, but he took the penalty for sin. The wages of sin is death. And then it says here that he might, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So here's the gospel. Jesus Christ on the cross, he was sinless, the only begotten Son of God. He took the penalty when he shed his blood on the cross. He took the penalty for our sin. But he was righteous. And what happens is God makes a trade.
1 minute, John. 1 minute.
With the penalty, okay, Pastor, goes on Jesus Christ, and his righteousness comes on us. You can have God's righteousness now through Jesus Christ. You can have eternal life by repenting, meaning confessing that you want no more to do with sin, you want Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and that you will confess with your mouth right now, Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you confess that he paid the penalty on the cross for your sin, and that you, by confessing him and repenting, have the righteousness of God in you, and you will have eternal life. Okay, Pastor Ernie.
Well, absolutely right. Everything you said, I'm going to tell you, there are a lot of people out there that say, I don't choose to believe that, but you will. There's no chance that you won't. And so I want to say good night to all you folks out there. Thanks for being here with us tonight. God bless. And then we always say, and then always. Okay, get ready. Keep ready. Fighting the fight.
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 Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Bob France here. Boy, you know, what is the most important part of your home? I would argue the two most important parts of your home are its foundation and its roof. It's what